of the Committee of the Whole Meeting, December 3rd, 2012.
The whole meeting to order at 7:40. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sandoval.
Here.
Trustee Sabatelli.
Present.
Trustee Tripa.
Present.
Trustee Wozinski.
Present.
And 2.1 is approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole Meeting of November 19th, 2012.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Trippin, second by Wozinski. Questions, comments, corrections? None. Roll call.
Trustee Wozinski?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Trustee Sandoval?
Yes.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Motion carries. Public comment? No public comment? And to Public Works Facilities, Capital Assets and Engineering.
Thank you, Member of the Board, Mayor. The first item I had was consideration of cost the village entering into an intergovernmental agreement for Crowley Area School District 2016 for us to, can you hear me? For us to use their fueling facility at what typically called the bus barn on the Sunset Drive for all village vehicles to be able to refuel gasoline and diesel fuel. And this came about as a conversation I had with their director of facilities, how we might could better work together cooperation and support to each other. And it's as outlined in my write-up, there is a definite benefit to us in getting fuel at a substantially reduced price, as well as avoiding a capital improvement project that is on the current budget for us to construct our own gasoline fueling facility at the Public Works Police Facility. And this would guarantee us the 24-hour-a-day access to fuel. As you may be aware, we currently purchase gasoline from the BP station, which most times open 24 hours a day. My computation was based on 1,500 gallons a month average gasoline usage and a cost differential of 35 cents a gallon. That's on the conservative side. As an example, in the month of September, the last time the school district purchased gasoline in bulk under their contract compared to what we purchased it for, the differential was 71 cents a gallon. So my 6,000 some estimated cost avoidance at times presumably will be more substantive than what I have in the summit. So we have a draft intergovernmental agreement that needs some requirement on doing a report, at least your information, handing out a copy. Mike and his staff does need to do some refinement, as will the school board. Their finance committee is met earlier this evening, and I did not get any feedback. Their full board will meet on December 17th. And so we, at least from my perspective, should the board support this initiative. Potentially we could have it consummated at the December 17th meeting the respective boards. Just one or two more very brief details. Vehicle sliding gate where we would have a credit card type access card to get in at all hours, and each vehicle would have a key with a computer chip in it to put into the appropriate gas pump, and that information of gas usage, which vehicle, time of day, would then be recorded in a computer system, and that's what the school district used to invoice it. There are security measures in place that would hopefully discourage anyone from trying to benefit from such type of arrangement. Can I answer the question?
Does any other village do this with them?
Not at the moment. They did some while ago that discussion with Mallory Beach that did not materialize.
Do you have any lobby business in the room?
So
Emma lobby.
Because I didn't get it reviewed, my fault. Didn't get reviewed in time.
Will this be responsible for any shared costs for upkeep or anything else to the fuel station?
The deliberation that I had with both the director of facilities and director of finance, at first they were leaning towards a surcharge on their purchase price to cover maintenance and potential repairs. They backed away from that as they assessed their maintenance repair, and that's a piece of information I'm hoping they can give us and share with us. They view maintenance of their fueling system as to be totally their responsibility. They did ask that on some proportionate sharing, we would share the cost of any future repairs. And so that in and of itself, as Mark had asked me to check into, is how much would that likely be, and how much have others similar type fueling facilities incurred in maintenance costs, incurred in repair costs. That's work in progress. So certainly if the board is interested in pursuing this, by the time of the next board meeting, I would very definitely have that information. Working with Mike and Mark, we would refine the intergovernmental agreement to present an updated agreement for your consideration.
How old is their fueling system, and what is the best that compares to a specific?
The diesel and gasoline storage tanks are each about 5,000 gallons in capacity. As I remember them, the tanks are about 2 years old. Their diesel fuel pump is, I believe, a year old. The sliding gate would be brand new. The gas pump is not as old as my gasoline pump in days. It's tires. At least it looks tired. They, if they're fully expensive, will be replacing that gasoline pump. The computer system brand, I'll say brand new.
So the, no, at this point, there's no signs of leaky tanks or anything like that that we could end up having to pay for the electric.
Conversation I've had with my Mike, Mark have been, we're purchasing fuel. They will own the system and be responsible for any environmental impact. That the agreement needs some language that caught up.
We currently have a diesel tank, and we continue to use that for our equipment, or?
We have a 500-gallon diesel tank that we would keep. An option does exist for both gasoline and diesel for us when we're taking one of our vehicles there from the fueling. We take the gas cans that we have, the diesel cans that we have, and purchase that, call it equipment fuel, buy a gas can, and then we would have to keep separate, use the vehicle like I took 47, I might add 10 gallon gasoline and gas can, but I would need to make sure that's kept separate in the cost accounting, fuel consumption that we currently track for each vehicle.
So we continue to write the miles down, and when they fill the mill settlement, we're looking at them on our part.
Mileage, I do not believe by their current system is a data entry. Clearly, we could have a manual record as we do today.
And the cost of gasoline, how on target are they with what we're getting at the BP?
In the month of September, differential, what they paid for bulk gasoline, what we pay on average in the month of September was 71 cents per gallon differential. That surprised me when I saw that. From my former life, 50 cents a gallon was typical. Purchased fuel, refueling by refueling versus buying in bulk. I again took a conservative approach, not wanting to overestimate any savings, but and I think we all know price of fuel does fluctuate. Best I can tell you, somewhere probably at least 6,000 gallons a year cost the point for us, potentially over $10 a year. Again, plus the avoidance of half of the project, about 20,000 for our own gasoline station, which would not be a bad investment in that you would have to pay back in about 4 years. Just to me, the better deal.
And Ron, do you know why Village Rolling Beach did not go with it?
Consideration of who they were using to purchase, just like we are, a commercial fueling station. And I'm glad you asked that, because I have not talked to the local BP station. I would want to do that. Again, if the board is interested in going forward with this initiative.
So does the beach have their own tank? Romney Beach Hilltop, do they have their own tank?
No.
But they still chose not to go with it.
Correct.
We have an approximate amount of fuel that the school district uses a month for annual.
Their dominant use is diesel for their buses. 30,000 gallons a month. That's what I think I remember. incremental numbers, so I do not write down that number. Our diesel use is minimal in the summertime and when the pavement light spikes. Either way, they have a storage of about 5,000 gallons each and the ability to give replenishment from their local supplier. They have no concerns about us creating a shortage for them. There is language in the agreement that talks to if there is a supply curtailment, there would be immediate discussions and maybe a reduction of our usage during that curtailment.
Regardless, they feel will be beneficial to have a partner sharing with.
Thank you. If I can just clarify with all of you, look over this, see if we see something and bring it back on the 17th. And when again, your turn to look, Mark's going to look. Do you have any thoughts to pass on? Or are we just moving it forward and voting on the next?
No, I don't know that we know the schedule. The goal initially was it might need to be completed if it's ready.
The point is not ready.
That is correct.
On the review.
You'll see, I think it's section 9, which says insert terms. That's the maintenance aspect is clearly just in
some.
From what I heard, nobody on the board has an objection to pursuing terms that they were agreed.
The second item is approval of a resolution authorizing the use of willing and interested contractors to provide emergency snowplow. No removal services if we need such. And yes, I am delinquent. It did enter proposal out to those contractors that serviced us last year. And say one contractor that was willing, interested in doing this last year, they apparently changed names or gone out of business because I could not find them. We do have a total of 7 contractors again, 1 new contractor being Manhole, which is out of Grace Lake and Bolo.
Did I give some of you multiple copies that are stapled together?
No.
Did I give you any of
them? Yeah.
Nothing substantive changed from last year's agreement.
I did add
dump trucks with snowplow for those contractors that have that capability if they also wanted to make such equipment available. A few of them do. The cost per piece of equipment, that being an hourly cost, should we need such service, and should those contractors not, having already committed to other municipalities that similarly would be in dire straits, the cost is fundamentally the same as it was last year with the equipment that those six contractors offered last year. The only other comment I'll make is, from an operational standpoint, if we are into a substantive prolonged snow event and our resources cannot keep the roads safe and functional, I would consult with Mark and the mayor and with their concurrence, start reaching out to these contractors for assistance. My view is to start local and expand out as needed. Can I answer any questions?
So I think you mentioned it earlier, but we didn't actually have to use any of these contractors last year, right?
That's correct. We did till mail market in 2010-11 winter and snowmageddon, and I think that became the wake-up call that we should have something in place in advance should we need some resources in the game.
First.
Business first.
Yeah.
Ringwood County.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a Ringwood Road in McHenry, so I was wondering if that was
Okay. 31
north of Jansburg Road, south of where Route 12 intersects. 31.
There's no one there, all right.
The owner lived in Long Lake.
The owner lived where?
Long Lake.
I guess the only question I would like to ask the board, once this comes back prior to the ceiling resolution, or is there an outcome for this resolution that we have in this meeting?
Moving forward. The next item is the banner program renewal.
We did that, Stephen?
Yes.
The last agreement with the community sponsors and did the banners is expiring in December, and they're interested in renewing it, and the board is interested in renewing it also. What is attached to the agenda item summary is the proposal that they provided. Briefly, what the intent of that is to keep the current banners we have up for those who are interested in continuing with the banners for another year. If they would continue for another year, they would get the yearly rate renewal of $195, and that would be for another year. Anybody that's had banners up for 2 years, they then become the property of the village, and it's up to us to decide then how to proceed in the future at that point. The last banner agreement, all those banners are back the property of the community sponsors. So if nobody wants them, at this point, they would get the banners at the expiration of the current anybody that doesn't renew next year, community sponsors will go out and request, or you know, see if there's other businesses that are interested in purchasing a banner for a 2 year fee, which would be at $395 also. That's what the intent of that is, for 2 years, and then they would get it for 2 years. I can clarify that because there is a question. If you read it, you could say, maybe that's not what it says. That's my understanding of what it's supposed to say. But they're making $395 for 1 year and then $195 for the second year. But I will verify that when it comes down to the actual contract language if the board decides to proceed with that, with renewing the program. So that's it in a nutshell. The other thing was the thought or the question of whether there would be a new banner design. If the board wants you to do a new banner design, however, the recommendation why bother with a new banner, because then it's you'd have base banners, it would be owners for businesses to buy a whole new banner again at that price. But those would be some of the considerations anyway. So if you want to continue with the same banner and allow for the extension, and then we'll have them at the end of next year for those that have had that in place for 2 years. That's it in a nutshell. Mayor, did I answer all your questions? Anybody else have any questions?
Sort of. The current businesses will have the renewal rate of $195 for the next 12 months. And the banners were actually put up in March.
Yeah, I can check the time.
Our agreement started. First of the year and in December, so we have a 1 year agreement with the community sponsors. So we need to clarify the timeframes. Again, I think it was stated in their original agreements. We need to make sure potential banner sponsors are clear on when they would be up. Is the $395 for 1 year, or is that the 2 years? And how do you treat the existing sponsors fairly? If you give them $195 for 1 year, but it's $395 for 2 years for new people. So we need clarification on that. The existing renewal banners will remain in place. We need a month along with the year. So yeah, right now, on the top of community sponsor renewal, it says will remain in place till 2014. We need more specific time, so that's clear. Village of Round Lake shall provide. First one is the annual letter, that's fine. Annual identification and obtainment of preferred poll sites to ensure proper banner placement. I believe the intent is the village will say these are the polls that are to be used for the banners. Not that we're going to give specifics about which banner will go on which poll. So we need clarifying language so it's not confusing. And then in our agenda summary, the banners would also be the property of the village after completion of the next year. And then in their agreement, after second year completion, banners will be property of the village. So again, clarification of at what time they actually become the village property, and is the intent at the end of the 2 year renewal period or after the first year of the renewal period?
Any 2 years, but
just so everybody's clear on what the terms are. And then the web address to be specified on banners, is that the village web address that he's asking if we want shown, or is that asking if the banner sponsors want a web address?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's option.
Okay.
He's going to have
that. That's what I was assuming, but I wanted to make sure that.
Yeah, it would have
been a lot. Wrong subject. So that is for the village website.
And that's new, though. That's what that was on last year, right. So you have it now. So
if we had, would that only be on new banners then, or would there be a tag banner to add to existing banners?
Yeah, only on the new
clarification.
This is what he came up with this year.
Okay, and then he does have projected initial new banner installation date is March 2013, which follows what he did last year, I believe.
So if we're asking for the $195 for the 1 year, but we're basically wanting to go to the 2 year rate, are we just using this 1 year rate for the ones who want to keep it for this other year, and then we're going to go to a 2 year rate from then on?
Yeah, needed. That's where, we would have to also reconfigure the agreement to determine what the board wants to do at that point, because if you don't have people that don't participate for the next year, you're going to lose some banners if you don't fill it. And then we're going to have overlapping, these are yours, these are theirs, section A.
But I think that's where we need to clarify what his intent. My gut feeling is that Rich was looking for a 2 year renewal agreement, so he wouldn't have to come back again a year from now.
We asked for 2 years. He said 1 year. It was the same terms as last year.
Well, he mentioned to me the possibility of a multi-year agreement, so he wouldn't have to come back each year. So that's where we need the clarification. Is it his intent to go to the sponsors annually, regardless of whether he has a multi-year agreement with us or not? I think there might be some misconception between our perception and his perception of the
priorities until 2014. So we're going to take them down at the end of 2014, or in 2014, we'll take them all off, right?
That's where, I mean, that's what...
The time frame will go up March 2013, then it's his intent that they would come down first of March 2014.
Well, but that's my point. The idea is that they're all coming down.
That's what I'm asking. You see, looking for a multi-year agreement with us, but an annual renewal is the banner sponsors.
I think it makes sense for us to try and get everybody, you know, our existing renewals on 2 year, the 1 year renewed this year, and then go on 2 years so that he's back every other year. For the people back and forth and trying to track up which one or which contract is already on.
Well, how long are these banners going to last?
Well, isn't that... I don't know what conversation you had, Mayor. It was not privy to any conversation.
It was just... He was interested in a multi-year agreement with us.
So the intent was, though, after 2 years regardless, right now he owns all of them. If you wanted to take them, they'd be gone. Alright? That's where your current contract is. Okay. So the thought was, pardon me.
He owns them or business
them? No, he owns.
And the reason for that is because when the board did the contract the first time around, the maintenance obligations are very clear. In the agreement that they're all on community sponsors. The village doesn't have any maintenance for torn or falling down on the banners. It's all on the gentleman who had it. So they're his banners. He has a license to use the Round Lake name and logo, and he has a limited license to use the light poles. So there's structural reasons, contractually structural, that he owns the banners. So us owning them will change some of that, but we can certainly work with whatever.
Well, that's the down the road issue to your question. 2014, they're coming down. Well, that's what the board's going to decide, and it's going to then be our decision whether we maintain them. That was the intent, not an annual renewal. But are we going to get new ones? Or are we going to go until they're done, and then the businesses can then, again, buy back into another 1 year, 2 year option. But yeah, you know, to your question, this doesn't have a 1 year option, but that was my understanding of the discussion that maybe we need to add a 1 year option. But yeah, we'd have to decide down the road what to do with the banners in 2014. Do they stay up until they become a maintenance problem? And then would it then be the opportunity for the business to continue and get another one up or not? That's the decision. The intent of his proposal, but with obviously a lot of wording. This was not the contract. If you remember last year, we had a full contract and we had the license agreement. These are just like the business terms to keep talking more, you know, start the conversation. He can take them if he wants to right now because he's the owner. Do we want to continue with the program? Do we want to offer 2 year longer term options and hopefully save the business some money that we want to in fact participate for the longer term? So that's the general goal. And do you want this design or do you want a new design? That's still an option of the board.
Have we had any complaints on the design?
No.
Absolutely. I don't want her to talk to me, so. At this point, I'd be interested in hearing more about this. I want more of the specifics, more of the details ironed out, or moving anything to get further than the committee of the whole right now. Even if we invited them out here again, too, for anything that might pop up, we need to get hammered out, because we pretty much have to look just at it from last year, because we had some fun discussions on that, and yes. Get the final details and get them out there. Maybe you can just, everything can get final, everything wrong, and use right away.
So we do those clarifications, I understand that those are the intent of what I'm trying to verbalize. So
right.
We do have to get clarification.
The desire of the board would be to bring it back to committee of the whole at the next meeting with clarifications.
Yes, please.
7 is the tentative schedule for Board of Trustees and Committee of the Whole meeting schedule for 2015. My only concern is that when we went from committee meetings with a shorter committee of the whole at our regular meeting nights, that I think we lost some of the communication between board members, but the board has decided last year to go with the committee of the whole and not individual committee meetings, so that's still the pleasure of the board, and the tentative schedule works.
I like what we have now because of the fact that the allows for all of us to be present for all the committees, and we can all put in our two subs right away, and we can all get the objections that are coming up right away, keep all of us on the same playing field. Yes, summers may be a bit longer, might feel a little rushed, but once again, we're all not moving anything else, but our responsibility has to do anything else to be improved, and don't have to read our shirt that it's something we're not in. Of like too much stuff gets lost in communication. We just saw this little quick thing here just between the banner sign. We had a conversation and Mark wasn't part of it and was because he had misinformation between just the two of you. And you two work very closely together on a regular basis. So I really like
just to clarify, the communication was
a conversation again.
A call in and hold that your agreement. You need to go through Mark. In terms of the ability to bring to the board, so, and that was triggered on that.
Right,
and the rest is based on what was submitted that was clear.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. That you thought, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying just because we can see this really quickly that not all conversations are fully, things come up, we have one, and we go on, not if you get cleared out right away. We absolutely do. We're all here. I think and I think it makes it easier for our residents too because it's 2 days that they have to keep track of. The first and third Monday, unless there's a holiday. No, this is when you come in. I think it's kind of scale.
Okay, so there's a consensus to approve the schedule moving forward to the next meeting for suggested new topics. Once, twice. Motion to adjourn. Motion by Newby, second by Wazinski. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.